Hello! Welcome back to Silva Stories. I'm your host, Kylie Silva. Today, I will be reading a story called The Spoon. Though it may seem hysterical, it's actually about a curious young girl who overcomes her insecurities. Let's begin. Leia?
Great.
Leia, are you ready?
I hear my mom straining her voice. Today's the last day of school before Thanksgiving break, and I hate going to school early. I look like a loser because only one other person is there. Her name is Lily. During break, I'm with my friends Kat and Russ, talking. We agree that Lily has been acting weird lately. I'm at my grandma's house today. I notice her spoon collection. She has some from around the world. Some are from China, Italy, Australia, and Norway. But the one that I really like is a mystery. My family doesn't even know where it's from, except Grandma. Grandma Zoe!
Yes?
Hey, what's up with this spoon? We walk up to her collection. All of a sudden, she grabs a spoon and shoves it in a hole behind where it was hanging. Click! The whole thing turns us around, and all of a sudden, we're standing in a dark room. Purple lights turn on, and I see weird designs all along the wall. I notice a big glass box. I step in. It glows.
Hello, Malaya.
Whoa. Are you ready to save the world? Let's begin your training. What? Then I see the spoon. Here's your tool, weapon, and answer. The lady in the screen is talking to me about a spoon. Begin.
Ow.
A rock? I grab the spoon and hopes it really is special and saves me from this torture. It glows. The whole box shakes like an earthquake. And all the rocks fall. I go to Grandma, and she tells me she'll explain everything to me tomorrow. As soon as I get home, I call my friends. They think I'm lying. I fall asleep fast. Grandma told me we're going to be busy, and we went to the secret room. She said, Leia, you were awesome yesterday. You handled the rocks very well for not knowing anything. What is this place? This is the training room. Here we learn how to use the spoon as a defense mechanism. It will protect you from Lilith.
Lilith?
Yes, long ago there was a witch who wanted to rule the world through plague. Our ancestors put her to sleep for 100 years. Flash forward and she awoke. This means you have to enter for good. Only, we don't know how. When we got back from break, I told Kat and Russ everything. I showed them the spoon when we went to my house after. They were amazed. Lily was acting very weird again. She always mumbles and stares into space. It looks like she's possessed. Wait, Lily is Lilith? How could I not have seen this before? I turn and whisper to my friends what I just realized. Their expressions show me that they believe it too. I tell Grandma as soon as I get to her house. She says that if her predictions are correct, she will battle me after school. I have to be ready. The day goes by so fast. My friends want to help me. I feel like I'm going to throw up. My grandma drops off the spoon during lunch. I use it for my soup and wash it. It's time. Lily is there, but she doesn't look like herself. Grandma told me that I'm trying to reach her through the fights and only use the spoon for defense. How? I have no idea. So I try to talk to her.
I can't believe I'm trying to communicate with someone who I've hated my whole life. I'm over battles. Apparently, I can only communicate with the witch during fights. I don't know about Lily, though. Today, we have another battle scheduled, but I decided to talk to Lily today. She glares at me as I approach her. Hey, can we talk?
I guess.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Why do you care?
Because I know things have been weird for you. I know you forget things like where you go and what happens during break.
How do you know?
Is it happening to you too? She asked.
No, but I can explain to you why it's happening.
I told her everything. I, Malaya Palakiko, had a real conversation with Lily Burks about how we can save the world.
Weeks go by, and Lily's trying her best to overcome Lilith. She's to be mentally stronger and positive. The battles are getting easier, so I think she's doing great. If she can prove she's stronger than Lilith, I should be able to use a spoon to make her vanish.
Next week, Lily gets tested. She has to not doubt herself on anything throughout the day. I could never do that. My friends wait with me after school. If she passed, Lilith should drain out of her body at midnight on Friday. We plan to meet up at Grandma's.
Friday night is here. It's 11:50. I have my spoon ready in my hand. The witch won't know what's coming. Suddenly, it's 11:51. 2 minutes pass by, then three. I drink water. Then it's 11:59, and I have to pee. The sky turns red. My spoon glows blue. Lily starts to float. We see a figure coming out of Lily. It looks at me, and I see a ball of blackness come at me. The plague. I hold my spoon up and freeze it. Lilith steps on the ground, and it turns gray. I smash my spoon on the floor, and it crumbles. My spoon flashes a bolt of light at her. She is gone. It's been about a month since the fight. Lily started to hang out with us, and we made a club where we trade spoons. It's kind of a group inside joke. I like our club, even if everyone else thinks it's lame. But now, I seem to only care about those I love, including myself. Thank you for listening to my podcast. See you next week where we read about the fork.